Tony, could you give us your immediate thoughts after what you've seen today?
Immediate thoughts, obviously disappointed to only take a point. It's always difficult when you give a team a goal start. Thought we just couldn't get to our normal intensity, I think, because the situation of probably a lot of the players, to be honest, regarding their health. But we no excuses. We had to get on with it, and but we couldn't get to the levels we needed to or have been getting to, really.
There've been a number of players unwell this week.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to make a big thing of it. It is what it is. We had to get on with it, but I think it did impact on the lack of intensity that we showed today.
Had some golden chances to win that, haven't you, in the last 10 minutes?
Well, I don't know what you want me to say. You know, Craig's. Apologise to the boys, really, I think, for going on the goalie and not taking care to put it in the empty net. And then a bit frustrating, the penalty. Obviously, Mulgrew wasn't on the pitch to take the penalty. I think maybe Craig, who would have been my next choice, was probably a bit low on confidence, having just missed an open goal. Marcus felt confident about it. You know, I would have probably had Bradley next taking it, but Marcus felt confident, and so he took it and missed it. But a bit frustrating. But credit to them, they dug in, and we haven't played as poorly as that for a long, long time.
Do you feel that you did enough to win it?
Well, I think undoubtedly we did enough to win it, but still, take nothing away from them. They worked really hard, and they were a physical threat, obviously. Mulgrew, you know, whilst he's not a man mountain heading the ball, he would have given us. Probably made a few more contacts today and eased a little bit of the pressure from their direct wide free kicks and directness.
Charlie went out for the warm up, didn't he? Did he feel something or feel unwell?
No, he's been unwell. He hasn't trained all week. But we were hoping that he would just get out there and get through it. But he said he couldn't breathe during the warm up. He was really low. He said was pounding. He couldn't do it. So that decision was made after the warm up.
Does it throw the plans into disarray a little bit?
Listen, it's just not ideal, is it? He's the leader of the team, really. He's the captain. I think Samuel this morning woke up really ill as well, so he's unavailable. He travelled with us but couldn't take part. They weren't the only two, but as I said, we had to get on with it and probably did enough to get the points, but didn't take the opportunities.
There's a positive, Tony. You're not losing games, are you? You know, this is the first time you've dropped points for some time.
I know, but it was an opportunity, that's all. It was, with total respect to Northampton, they haven't been having a great time. I know they won last weekend, but it was an opportunity for us to just keep rolling on, and with a couple of home games to come, who's to say we couldn't have got, you know, up to 10 straight bounce wins. But so we're all disappointed in there, but we'll take the point, we'll move on. A lot of games to go.
And now back-to-back home games over Christmas, and an ideal opportunity to get more points on the board, aren't they?
Hope so. I think first and foremost we've got to get the players fit, and hopefully they come in. They'll be in tomorrow, and then hopefully come in Boxing Day ready to go, and trying to put the disappointment of this afternoon behind us.
Is it harder when they've not been well rather than injured, Tony? That you don't want germs flying around the camp as much as anything.
Yeah, it's really difficult. You're trying to prepare a team for the game, and yet you've had players who haven't trained all week because they've been ill in their beds. And yet they came along today, hoping that they could get plenty of fluid, get some medication, and be all right. But yet, both Dominic and Charlie didn't make it. And again, I'm trying not to make excuses, but there's a few others out there that this dressing room is coughing and spluttering everywhere. It's as the bench is coughing and spluttering, I'd have to say. But we have to get on with it and. Did it impact on the final result? I don't know. You'll never know. It's just one of those things. But I didn't think we had the intensity that we've been showing away from home recently.
I think it can help having home games over Christmas in terms of no travel, that sort of thing, with what's going on?
I don't know. Let's hope so. You'd have to say, looking at the results-wise, you know, we've probably taken more points away from home, have we, than at home. But we do want to get to the scenario where the home form becomes the major points accumulator for us. So we've got a chance now to get 6 points in the next two games, but two really tough matches. And so we'll approach them in the same manner as we always do and try and be positive and get the points.
I appreciate you speak about Bradley Dack a lot, but could you give us an appraisal of how well he's playing right now?
Thought he did all right today. I'm not getting carried away with Bradley. Bradley's got to keep pushing really, really hard. I think he took his goal exceptionally well. His quality's there. We know that with either foot, but he has to keep working hard. Bradley's got a lot of improvement still, I think, and hopefully we'll see that over the next year or two.